Bechala, Perek Beis Mishnevav. Chameshus Revoim Kemach Chayovim Bechala. So 5 quarters, which is 1 1/4 of Kemach, of flour that make dough, is Chayiv and Chala. So where did we come up with this shiur? We brought this up a few times. So the Torah tells us, this is what the Rab brings, the Torah tells us, Reishis Arisai Seichem, which is to bring Truma from your dough. So what's the dough, or the Isa? The Isa of the Midbar that's referring to in the Pasuk was an Oimer Lugulgolis. And the Torah clearly says, it says by the Parshas of the Mon, Ha Oimer Asiris HaEfahu, it's 1/10 of an Efa. Now, I drew a chart. It's very helpful. I spent a lot of time on it, and I'll think it'll make it a lot easier. It's very good as a reference point, just to make the whole thing clearer as far as what's Chayiv and Chala, and you could see it below. I'm just going to speak a few things out quickly. So an Efa is 3 sa'as, 3 sa'in, so you could see that also below. The Hasa'a, Shisha Kabin, I'm reading from the Rav, the Sa'a is 6 kabin. Therefore, it comes out that there's 18 kabim in an Efa. And the focal point, again, is the Efa, because eventually we want to get to 1/10 of this Efa. So focusing on this Efa, if there's 18 kabin in an Efa, so there's 4 lugim in every kav. So if there's 18 kabin in an Efa and 4 lugim in every kav, it comes out 4 times 18 is 72. So there's 72 lugin in this Efa. Now, if you want to take 1/10 of 72, so it's 7.2. So that's 7 lugim and 2/10 of a lug, which is 1/5. So how do you now break down a lug? So a lug is broken down into 6 eggs. So if there's 6 eggs, how do you take 1/5 out of that? So it's 1 1/5 of an egg. 1 egg and 1/5 of an egg. So it comes out that in the Midbar it was 7 lugim plus 1 egg and 1/5 of an egg. And you can see this in the picture below. Now beyond that, when they got to Yerushalayim, the shiurim got bigger. So what was normally 6 lugim is now 5 lugim. And now each lug, instead of being 6 eggs worth, is now 5 eggs worth, and so on and so forth. So it comes out, the Rav says, that in the Midbar, the 7 lugim, 1 1/5 eggs, now in Yerushalayim became 6 lugim, because the shear was bigger. And what's negev for us, when they got to Tzipori, it even got bigger than that, by another 6th. And the vav lugim, which initially was that 7, an egg and 1/5 of an egg, that then became 6 eggs, in Tzipori, it's now 5 lugim. So that's when we say Chameshus Revi'im Kemach, they called lugim Revi'im, because a lug is 1/4 of a kav, because we know there's 4 lugim in a kav. Therefore, so it comes out that 5 lugim is going to be the shear of Chala. When we say the shear of Chala, meaning the shear from which you have to take Chala off of. Mishnah continues, Hei Musa'orin V'subun Mursonin Chameshus Revi'im Chayavim. If them, the dough, plus yeast, Sa'orim Subun, that's the very fine bran, and Morsonon, the very coarse, large bran. All that gets added to and becomes all part of that one shear that you're chayv and chala. However, nitol Morsonon mitoichon, if you would take the coarse bran from inside, the chazer lesoichon, and then you stick it back in, harei elu paturin. Now it's potter, because at the beginning, when you make it all together, that's the derech, and it's all considered one piece of dough, even though it's coarse. And wealthier people don't eat it. Since their people eat it al-yidei ad-chak, it's considered part of the bread. But even the people that eat it al-yidei ad-chak, they wouldn't take it out. Once they take it out, they don't stick it back in there. That's not the derech. And therefore, it's not considered part of the bread. And if you don't have the shear of challah without that, then it's pater from challah.